NBC News Radio, I'm Molly Page. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has ordered aircraft carrier the USS George H.W. Bush to move into the Persian Gulf. The order comes as President Obama considers possible military options for Iraq. The aircraft carrier has fighter jets on board that could easily reach Iraq, where a fast-moving Islamic insurgency is gaining territory. NBC's Richard Engel.
There is concern all over the world about what is happening here in Iraq, so much so that today Iran's president said his country would consider working with the United States to fight terrorism in Iraq.
Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl is spending his second day in Texas. He will be undergoing what the Pentagon calls Phase 3 reintegration at a medical facility. That includes dealing with post-traumatic stress. Members of Bergdahl's family are expected to reunite with him while he's there. This is NBC News Radio. Ukraine's president has declared tomorrow a day of national mourning after a military transport plane was shot down. NBC's Annabelle Roberts.
Shot down by pro-Russian separatists, according to the Ukrainian Defense Ministry, reportedly killing all 49 people on board.
The incident is the deadliest for the Ukrainian military in the four-month-old conflict. The White House is condemning the attack and says that it's deeply concerned that the separatists have received heavy weapons from Russia, including tanks. In California, the Los Angeles Kings are preparing to host a downtown L.A. parade on Monday. It's in celebration of last night's Stanley Cup victory over the New York Rangers. A sold-out fan rally will also be held inside the Staples Center.
It was so intense. I didn't know what was going to happen, but we won, and we are now the Stanley Cup champions.
The rally will feature video highlights of the entire season and introductions of all the players and coaches. I'm Molly Page, NBC News Radio.